Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Have you ever questioned whether you truly understand what you need to achieve happiness? Don't worry, you're not alone. We are often so busy chasing things, reaching goals, and surrounding ourselves with people that we forget the essentials. Because, of course, everyone talks about happiness, but who really teaches you how to find it without embellishments or detours? Relax. Here, we'll set aside illusions and share what psychology and Stoic philosophy reveal about happiness. That satisfaction lies in the small details we often overlook. Laugh, go for a walk, start early, and every once in a while, turn off your phone. Come on, stay tuned to today's episode and discover how science and ancient wisdom continue offering us lessons in the 21st century. Are you ready to change your life? But before we begin, I want you to pay attention to a story that will help you better understand the wisdom behind this content. Once upon a time, in a peaceful valley, there was a young man named Marcos who spent his days searching for happiness. Although he had plenty of material things and, from the outside, his life looked perfect, Marcos always felt that something was missing. One day he decided to embark on a journey to discover the true secret of happiness. Along the way, he encountered an old sage who lived in a small cabin atop a hill. After hours of conversation, the sage shared some advice with him. He told him that, to live happily, you don't need more possessions or more power. There are three essential principles you need to know and practice. The first is gratitude. If you're unable to value what you have, you'll never feel like you have enough. Be thankful for each moment, each encounter, each breath. Marcos nodded, although he still felt a bit perplexed. The sage continued, "The second teaching is acceptance. Life is full of changes and ups and downs. If you learn to accept things as they are, without trying to control everything, you will find peace amid chaos. Remember, you can't avoid storms, but you can learn to dance in the rain." Finally, the sage looked at Marcos and added, "The third and most important is love. Love what you do, the people around you, and above all, love yourself. Only when your heart is full of love will you radiate happiness to others and receive it in return." Marcos listened attentively and decided to apply these teachings to his daily life. As he began to appreciate what he had, accept changes, and love deeply, he discovered that his search for happiness had come to an end. Happiness wasn't something found outside. It was something cultivated from within. When he returned to the valley, his friends noticed the change in him. When asked what the secret to his transformation was, Marcos replied, "Happiness isn't the destination, it's the journey. It's found in the little things in the present. If you live with gratitude, acceptance, and love, you'll see that happiness is already within you." The moral of this story is that happiness doesn't depend on external circumstances, but rather on how you choose to live and perceive the world. Practice gratitude, acceptance, and love, and you'll see that true happiness has always been within reach. Before starting with the first lesson, if you find these episodes helpful, I invite you to subscribe and activate notifications to stay up to date with our latest content. Let's begin. Laugh more. Have you ever stopped to think about how much we complicate our lives? Most of the time, we take everything so seriously that it feels like we're competing to see who can frown the hardest. However, science is shouting at us that perhaps we should relax a bit and laugh more. As a famous Stoic once said, though we don't quote him too much so as not to overshadow others, laughter might be the antidote we all need in our daily routines. And now, a little science, because we know it impresses. A study led by Dr. Lee Burke from Loma Linda University demonstrated that laughter is a warrior against stress, not just any warrior either. That warrior wears armor made of jokes and belly laughs. Laughter, according to Burke, not only makes us feel good, but it also reduces the production of stress-related hormones. So, if you ever thought that laughing was a waste of time, it's time to rethink it. Laughter might just be the best remedy. And we're not talking about cough syrup. Think of your life as a roller coaster full of ups, downs, and occasionally a twist that leaves you dizzy. Laughter acts as the harness that keeps you safe on this emotional roller coaster. When you laugh, you lower your levels of cortisol and adrenaline, the stress hormones. It's as if a magical fairy appears and says, "Enough worrying, here come the endorphins." These hormones not only make you feel happy but also block pain. So if your boss gives you bad news, laugh a little. Maybe laughter is your best response. And if you think this is only useful for those with a great sense of humor, think again. A study published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine revealed that laughter therapy sessions helped cancer patients improve their mood and reduce depression. In conclusion, if you consider laughter to be merely comic relief, you're underestimating its power. I'm not telling you to become a stand-up comedian, but I am suggesting that you start looking for reasons to smile more often. Laugh at the little things, at your own mistakes, at your friend's bad joke, or even at news that seems like something out of a horror movie. The next time you feel overwhelmed by the seriousness of life, remember that you have a powerful tool at your disposal. Don't underestimate the power of a good laugh. It might just be the key to a happier, more balanced life. Remember, laughter is the best medicine, even when the doctor is dressed as a comedian. 2. Get outdoors and connect with nature. Imagine your life is an action movie, but instead of car chases and explosions, you're trapped in an office, surrounded by artificial lights and bright screens. Is this how we want to live? It's time to question whether it's really necessary to stay in that environment day after day. The answer seems clear. Going outside and connecting with nature could be one of the best decisions for your well-being. And if you're not convinced, you can always remember that the Stoics would have approved. Spending time outdoors isn't a luxury or a whim. It's a necessity backed by science. Nature, a simple yet often forgotten concept, can be a powerful ally in your quest for a happier life. For thousands of years, we lived surrounded by trees, wind, and birdsong. Why did we trade that for air conditioning and sealed windows? Sure, there may not be mosquitoes in the office, but neither is there the fresh air that revitalizes the soul. A study analyzed how people living in a forest in Japan felt compared to those who lived in the city. The results were clear. Those surrounded by nature experienced a notable reduction in cortisol levels and heart rate. In other words, stress evaporated like water on a sunny day. So, the next time you feel overwhelmed, remember that you don't need an expensive spa, just a pair of comfortable shoes and a natural path. Additionally, if anxiety and depression are your constant companions, nature could be your personal therapist. According to various studies, spending time outdoors while exercising significantly improves mood. But be careful. We're not talking about strolling through the park while eating a donut. This is about having a genuine connection with your surroundings. Feeling the ground under your feet, smelling freshly cut grass, and hearing the sound of water can be as revitalizing as a good cup of coffee. Even if you think you can only escape to nature on weekends, think again. Science also suggests that merely having a window with a view of a natural setting can improve your well-being. A study showed that employees with views of natural landscapes had greater job satisfaction and lower stress levels. So, if your boss doesn't allow you to work from the beach, at least try to get a desk with a park view. Going outside isn't just an option. It's almost a necessity in today's fast-paced world. The physical and mental benefits of nature are as clear as a blue sky on a summer day. So, for your well-being and mental health, try to spend more time outdoors. Life is too short to be trapped within four walls. Why not make nature your best ally? At the end of the day, remember that fresh air is the best therapist you can find. 3. Try to be an early riser. Have you noticed how modern life seems designed to make mornings feel like torture? Everyone enjoys that delicious feeling of no alarm clock, and many proudly declare themselves night owls. But what if I told you that getting up earlier could be the key to a happier, healthier life? It may sound like a cliche, but stay with me for a moment. The University of Toronto conducted studies showing that those who rise with the sun tend to be happier and more optimistic. So, if you're used to getting out of bed at 10 a.m., consider making a change. Now, I'm not suggesting that you set your alarm for 6 a.m. and jump out of bed like a spring. No, that would be madness. The idea is to make a gradual adjustment, as if you were tuning a guitar to sound perfect. The key is to synchronize with your body's natural rhythm. Science tells us about circadian rhythms, which are like the tempo of a symphony, marking the optimal timing for your body to function properly. When you go to bed early and wake up at dawn, your body feels fresher and more rested, allowing you to face the day with more energy. Imagine waking up and enjoying a hot coffee while the world is still silent. That, my friend, sounds like pure happiness. Of course, it's not all that simple. Sometimes genetics make us more inclined to be night owls, but studies show that this tendency can be linked to a higher risk of mental health issues, such as schizophrenia or depression. This isn't meant to alarm you, but it does make us think about the impact our sleep habits have on our mental health. So, how do you make the leap to become an early riser? Here are a few tips. First, establish a sleep routine, going to bed at the same time every day, even on weekends. Your body will appreciate the consistency. Second, avoid screens before bed. Those bright devices are like mischievous children that steal your sleep. And lastly, find a motivation to get up early, whether it's a book you want to read or an exercise routine you've been meaning to try. In conclusion, waking up early isn't just a cliche. It's a science-backed strategy for leading a fuller, more satisfying life. Sure, it's important to find a balance and be mindful of our own needs and rhythms. So the next time you think about staying in bed for a couple more hours, remember that perhaps the sun and happiness are waiting for you just beyond your pillow. Wake up and shine. Life doesn't wait for those who stay asleep. As Marcus Aurelius said in his Meditations, dawn is the promise of a new beginning. 4. Fill your days with plans. Have you noticed how weekends seem to evaporate faster than coffee in a poorly made cup? One moment you're planning an exciting Saturday, and the next, it's Monday, and you're wondering where all that time went. The good news is that there are ways to make your free days feel longer, and as a result, more satisfying. This is where a little Stoic philosophy and a touch of science come into play. The key to filling your life with meaning lies in balancing planning with spontaneity. Neuroscientist David Eagleman asserts that experiencing new things makes time feel more abundant. Imagine that your brain is like a camera. When you're stuck in a routine, the lens is on automatic, capturing blurry, monotonous images. But when you decide to step out of your comfort zone, whether by exploring a new neighborhood or trying an exotic restaurant, it's as if you switch to manual mode, capturing every detail, every flavor, every ray of sunlight as if it were the last. However, be careful not to go to the extreme of planning every minute of your free time. If you overschedule, you might end up feeling like a robot following a checklist. According to some studies, overloading your leisure time with activities can make you feel overwhelmed instead of joyful. What started as a promise of fun turns into another task you must check off. Do you really want your free time to feel like an obligation? The solution is simple. Be a bit more flexible. If one Saturday you decide not to have a concrete plan, fantastic. You might discover a new hobby or enjoy a coffee with that friend you haven't seen in ages. Spontaneity can lead to unexpected adventures and memories worth keeping. So make a deal with yourself. Leave some space in your schedule for the magic of the unplanned. How do you make your free time feel more fulfilling and less like a handful of sand slipping through your fingers? One idea is to dedicate a day off to exploring a new place, whether in your city or nearby, by visiting a museum, going for a hike, or simply getting lost in a local market. Remember, novelty is the key. Also, when planning activities, keep a light attitude. If something doesn't go as expected, it's okay. Sometimes the best stories are the ones that weren't in the script. It's essential to leave a day open on your calendar to do whatever you feel like. You can decide in the morning whether you want to stay in or go out exploring. Flexibility is key. Instead of accumulating material objects, focus on experiences, going out to eat, visiting exhibitions, or attending a workshop. These activities enrich your life, turning it into a mosaic of memories. At the end of the day, time is a subjective concept and depends on how you live it. If you fill your days with plans while leaving room for spontaneity, you'll find yourself enjoying each moment instead of feeling trapped in an endless routine. Stoic philosophy teaches us that in the end, what matters is how we respond to what happens to us. So the next time you feel like your weekend is slipping away, remember that you have the power to change that perception. As a wise Stoic proverb says, life is like a book. If you don't go out and explore, you'll only read one page. 5. Don't give up on your passions. Have you ever stopped to think about what truly excites you? That activity that makes you lose track of time and, instead of draining you, fills you with energy. Modern life often pushes us into routines that sideline what makes us come alive. It's as if we're told the only path to success is to abandon our passions and devote ourselves to things that don't motivate us. But who decided that happiness and work should be enemies? If you've asked yourself this question, welcome to the Club of Stoic Thinkers, who remind us that the pursuit of happiness starts with knowing ourselves. A study yielded interesting results. Those who dedicated time to their passions were 18% less sad and up to 34% less stressed. Yes, you heard that right, less stress. It almost sounds like magic, but it's simply the reality of living with purpose. So the next time you think about giving up that hobby you love, ask yourself, is it really worth it? The answer, of course, is a resounding no. Now you might wonder if turning your passion into your job brings benefits. The answer is yes, but with caveats. According to an article in the Harvard Business Review, when our personal passions and our work are separate, we gain greater benefits. It's like mixing chocolate with avocado. It may not seem like a logical combination, but the result can be surprisingly delicious. The idea is simple. Pursuing what you love doesn't have to be tied to a work obligation. Devoting yourself to what fills you, even if it's not your job, can transform your mood. Productivity expert Laura Vanderkam explains it brilliantly. When we're immersed in our passions, time seems to disappear. The more time you spend in that happiness zone, the more pleasant life feels. Imagine yourself as a child in an amusement park, enjoying every moment instead of feeling trapped in a waiting room. Sure, all this sounds nice in theory, but life isn't a Netflix series where you can skip the boring episodes. This is where action comes into play. Instead of letting stress and routine dominate you, try this. Reserve time each week just for yourself, free of distractions, and dedicate it to that activity you truly enjoy. It could be painting, writing, exercising, or even learning to cook those dishes you've always wanted to try. The key is to enjoy the process without the pressure of achieving a result. So, the next time someone suggests you give up your passions, remember that happiness isn't a distant goal, but a series of moments we create by doing what we love. In life, as in Stoic philosophy, true happiness lies in self-knowledge and choosing our paths. Don't let routine extinguish your flame. Ignite it, and let it illuminate your life. As my father, who's no longer with us, used to say, those who don't dare to follow their passions will never know true happiness. 6. Embrace kindness. In a world where haste and stress seem to rule, kindness is like finding a $50 bill in the pocket of a coat you haven't worn since last winter. Yes, it sounds like a cliche, but it's true. embracing kindness doesn't just brighten someone else's day, it also does you a favor. Let's be honest. Kindness isn't just a gift you give to others. It's a sort of trick that brings returns, sometimes with interest. Imagine a typical day when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Maybe you're running late, missed your coffee, and to top it off, your coworker insists on complaining about the copier. Instead of letting the bad mood pull you down, you decide to be kind. You smile, offer a coffee, and tell them everything will be fine. Guess what? Suddenly the world seems a bit brighter. As Dr. Maria Rojas says, kindness not only boosts self-esteem and empathy, but also acts as a natural antidote to stress and depression. When you do something nice for someone, your body releases serotonin and dopamine, those pleasure hormones that make you feel as if you've won the lottery, though let's be honest, the lottery isn't always the solution. This small act of kindness can also make the other person feel better, creating a chain of positivity that expands around you. It's like the butterfly effect, but with smiles. Of course, not everything is sunshine and rainbows. Some might say that kindness is weakness or naivety. For those skeptics, the Stoics might have a thing or two to say. Stoic philosophy teaches us that we can't control what happens around us, but we can control how we respond. So instead of letting others' negativity drag you down, choose to be a beacon of kindness amid the storm. How can you practice kindness daily? Think of small gestures that don't require much effort, like a genuine good morning or holding the door open for someone. You can also practice active listening. When someone talks to you, really listen. Sometimes people simply need to be heard. Another way to show kindness is to offer help when you see someone struggling, whether it's with a heavy bag or a work problem. And lastly, never underestimate the power of gratitude. Express thanks not only for what you receive, but also for what you observe around you, from the shining sun to a good book. So the next time you find yourself in the daily grind, remember that being kind isn't just a gift for others. It's a gift for yourself. Kindness has the power to transform not only your day, but also those around you. Don't let cynicism or negativity pull you down. Take a moment to be kind, and watch how the world around you changes. As they say, kindness is the light that can dispel the darkness of selfishness.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
7. Try saying yes more often. Have you ever thought about how many times you say no to life? A friend invites you to a party, and instead of getting excited, you're already searching for excuses. I'm tired. I don't feel like meeting new people. I don't know how to dance. Seriously, when was the last time you let yourself go with the flow? Stoic philosophy teaches us that not everything is under our control. But what if we start controlling something as simple as the word yes? You say novelty makes you nervous, and it's true. Breaking the routine can feel like jumping into cold water in winter, a little shock. But guess what? At the end of the day, the water is refreshing, and the feeling of having done something new can be much more enjoyable than staying home counting the wrinkles on your curtains. Next time someone suggests a plan, try saying yes without overthinking it. Imagine accepting that invitation to a party. At first, you might feel like a fish out of water, but as the hours pass, you could discover that you're better at swimming than you thought. Meeting new people and trying different things releases dopamine in your brain, the chemical that makes you feel good, associated with pleasure and happiness. So, why not give that party or dance class a chance? This isn't about becoming the life of the party every day, but about incorporating small doses of yes into your life. Start by accepting an invitation for coffee, an online course, or even a work meeting. Small experiences can turn into great adventures if you let life flow. And who knows, maybe you'll discover a hidden talent for salsa dancing or an unexpected interest in judo. Life is a grand stage, and if you don't step onto it, you'll miss out on the best scenes. Now, if you try something new and realize it wasn't what you expected, no problem. At least you'll have stories to tell and won't be left wondering what might have been. Sometimes it's better to complain about something you didn't like than to regret not trying it. So the next time someone invites you to an event or suggests a plan, take a deep breath, smile, and let a yes slip out. If you want to live a more fulfilling life, start saying yes more often. Remember, happiness isn't a destination but a journey filled with small decisions, and sometimes the best decision is to step out of your comfort zone and let life surprise you. As Epictetus said, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. 8. Turn off your phone from time to time. How long has it been since you last turned off your phone? If you're asking yourself this, it's probably been too long. It's curious how a piece of plastic and metal has become an extension of ourselves, to the point that we forget there's a world beyond its bright screen. Turning off your phone isn't just an act of rebellion against technology, it's a chance to regain your mental and emotional health. Let's dive into the benefits of disconnecting for a while, and how this simple action can transform your life. First, let's talk about science. Yes, that sometimes boring thing that helps prevent us from falling into screen addiction. Studies show that giving your mind a break from a device, even for just 15 minutes, has immediate positive effects on well-being. It's like taking a deep breath after being underwater for too long. Imagine surfacing and feeling fresh air fill your lungs. That's what your brain experiences when you disconnect. If you think your phone only affects your relationship with yourself, think again. Research shows that having a phone on the table or in your hand during a conversation diminishes the connection and empathy you feel toward the other person. Those distracted glances and the repeated, "Sorry, I was checking something," don't just break focus, they sabotage your relationships. Who likes feeling undervalued because of a device? And if you still need more reasons, consider this. Giving up social media like Facebook, even for a few days, significantly reduces cortisol, that sneaky stress hormone. Instagram, in particular, has been labeled one of the worst platforms for teen mental health. So if you want to feel less anxious and more present, maybe it's time to switch your phone to airplane mode and spend time with the people who truly matter. How to do it? You don't need to retreat to a mountain lodge, though that doesn't sound bad. Start by setting specific times of the day when you turn off your phone, during meals, before bed, or when meeting friends. Initially, it may feel challenging, like giving up sugar, but over time, you'll feel lighter and more connected to the real world. Remember, life doesn't happen on a screen. It's lived through experiences, interactions, and shared emotions. Turning off your phone from time to time isn't just a gesture. It's a statement of independence in a world that constantly bombards us. By doing so, you're not only improving your mental health, but also nurturing your relationships, making each conversation and shared moment more meaningful. So the next time you feel the urge to check your phone, remember that real life is happening right now, right in front of you. Turning off your phone isn't about disconnecting, it's about opening the door to what truly matters. 9. Take vacations and travel. Have you noticed how life has turned into an endless loop of work, obligations, and that persistent, "Do you have time for this?" that even follows you into your dreams? It's normal to feel like a hamster on a wheel, running without ever getting anywhere. But what if I told you there's a way to escape this madness? Yes, I'm talking about vacations. And no, I'm not just talking about taking a picture with a beach backdrop to make your friends a bit jealous. Traveling is one of those wonders that not only takes you out of routine, but also improves your mental health. Get comfortable because I'm about to tell you why you should take a well-deserved vacation and how it can do wonders for you. To begin with, traveling isn't just a luxury, it's an investment in your well-being. According to a study, women who traveled frequently tended to be less tense and more satisfied in their relationships. Imagine, less stress and more happiness in marriage, almost like finding a shortcut to happiness without self-help books. And let's talk about that delightful feeling of having a trip planned. A study in the UK showed that people who anticipated a vacation felt significantly happier with their overall lives. This means that merely dreaming about an exotic place can make you smile a bit more. Think of it as an antidote to gray days. You don't have to be on the beach to enjoy the idea of being there. And here's the best part. You don't need entire weeks to benefit from this. A study revealed that even a few days of vacation can significantly reduce stress levels. So, why not take a long weekend and escape to that place you've always wanted to visit? You don't have to plan a trip to the Maldives. Sometimes a nearby spot can work wonders. It's up to you. Isn't it worth dedicating a little time to yourself? If work allows, plan your getaways. Take a page from Stoic philosophy. Choose what you can control, and in this case, it's your time and priorities. Give yourself a break from routine and recharge. These small decisions can have a big impact on your well-being. Also, don't underestimate the importance of stepping out of your comfort zone. Every trip is a lesson about yourself and the world. From trying a different dish to getting lost in an unknown city, each experience teaches you something new. So why not let life surprise you? Taking a vacation isn't just a whim, it's a necessity. Traveling reduces stress, strengthens relationships, and most importantly, reminds you that life is more than daily routine. So don't wait any longer. Pack your bags, pick a destination, and let adventure envelop you. At the end of the day, the memories you create are what truly stay with you. Sometimes getting lost is the best way to find yourself. 10. Spend time with friends and family. Have you ever stopped to think about what really matters in life? I'm not talking about whether your neighbor has a more expensive car or if your coworker got that promotion you thought you deserved. Let's talk about what truly counts. Your friends and family. Yes, those people who sometimes drive you crazy, but are the heart of your existence. Because let's be honest, money can buy many things, but it will never buy shared moments or uncontrollable laughter at a family dinner. Several studies confirm that social interaction and family bonds are like the cornerstone of a happy life. George Vaillant, a man who dedicated his life to studying happiness, concluded after 80 years of observing 268 people that the only thing that really matters in life is relationships with others. It's that simple. And what does this mean in practice? It means that instead of wasting hours on social media looking at other people's perfect lives, you should invest your time in building and strengthening those bonds with the people who truly matter. Imagine your relationships as a garden. If you don't care for it, it will fill with weeds, and you'll end up with a desolate landscape. So why not spend more time with those who genuinely matter? Another study showed that those with strong social relationships experience greater life satisfaction. In fact, it was found that social participation could be equivalent to an increase of up to $85,000 in happiness, almost like your happiness having a price higher than a luxury car. That should make you rethink your priorities. After all, what's worth more, a new gadget that will depreciate in a couple of years, or a deep conversation with a friend that makes you laugh until you cry? Of course, this doesn't mean becoming a hermit surrounded by people without making meaningful connections. Stoic philosophy teaches that emotional control and seeking balance are essential. So rather than accumulating friends like collectible cards, look for meaningful connections that truly nourish your soul. Spend time with the people who make you feel good and support you. Host a dinner, organize a game night, or simply go for a walk. the options are endless. Happiness isn't found in material possessions or the constant pursuit of external achievements, but in the quality of your relationships. At the end of the day, when you look back, it will be those shared moments that fill your heart with gratitude and satisfaction. So instead of letting life rush past you, remember that the true value of your life is measured in smiles, hugs, and memories. As Seneca said, happiness is built with the marks we leave on others' hearts. 11. Help others. Have you ever stopped to think about the power of helping others? It sounds like a cliche, I know, but there's something truly magical in the act of giving support. It's not just about being a good Samaritan. According to Professor Martin Seligman from the University of Pennsylvania, helping others can be a direct path to happiness. So, if you're searching for the secret formula to be happier, maybe you should look beyond your own problems and notice the needs of those around you. Science backs up what the Stoics already sensed centuries ago. Happiness isn't found in accumulating things, but in human connections. When you decide to help someone, you're not just doing good, you're also activating a chemical cocktail in your brain. A study showed that when you offer support, you reduce activity in the brain areas associated with stress while stimulating those related to pleasure and care. It's like giving yourself a small piece of happiness. It's not magic, it's neuroscience. But that's not all. Research also suggests that if you choose to spend money on others rather than only on yourself, you'll probably experience greater happiness. Imagine inviting a friend to dinner or contributing to a cause you care about instead of just accumulating more things that, let's face it, will end up forgotten in the back of a closet. By doing this, you enrich yourself with experiences and connections, and your brain thanks you with an extra dose of well-being. Now you might be thinking, but what about me? Don't I need to take care of myself first? That's a valid concern. But this is where Stoic philosophy comes in. These ancient thinkers argued that true well-being comes from living in accordance with virtue and purpose. Helping others isn't just an altruistic act, but a way to connect with your humanity and the humanity of others. In short, everyone wins. They receive your help, and you get a boost in happiness. I'm not saying you need to become a superhero or dedicate your entire life to charity. Helping can be as simple as listening to a friend going through a tough time or sharing your knowledge with someone who needs it. Don't underestimate the power of a kind gesture. Sometimes it can be the light someone needs on a gray day. So the next time you feel stuck in your daily routine, remember that there's a world full of people who could benefit from your support. Happiness isn't a destination, but a journey enriched by the relationships we cultivate and the help we offer. At the end of the day, life is about the connections we make and how those connections transform us. Helping others doesn't just improve their lives, it improves yours as well. In this journey, true happiness can be found in shared moments, in laughter, and in the satisfaction of knowing you've done something good for someone else. And who knows, maybe the key to a happier life lies in being a little less selfish and a bit more generous. Remember this golden reflection. True happiness isn't found in what you possess, but in what you share. 12. Focus on the good things you have. Have you ever thought about how your day-to-day life is filled with small treasures that, amid the chaos, you tend to ignore? Life, that roller coaster that sometimes feels like an endless ride, throws surprises, good moments, and of course, an occasional stumble. But what if I told you that the key to a fuller, happier life lies in focusing on the good? This isn't about being a perpetual optimist who sees unicorns around every corner. It's about adopting a Stoic perspective that invites you to look at the world differently. Imagine that every day, at the end of the day, you sit down with a notebook. No, it's not to write your epic novel, but to perform a simple exercise called Three Good Things. Yes, it may sound like a self-help mantra, but hold on. The idea is that each night, you write down three things that made you smile or at least raised an eyebrow in approval. Maybe you had a delicious cup of coffee, an enjoyable conversation, or your neighbor finally decided to stop blasting loud music. The important thing is that by doing this, you're training your mind to look for the positive in a sea of worries. Science also supports this approach. A A study showed that people who focus on the good things experience significant emotional benefits. In other words, it's like giving your brain a little stretch, shedding the mental laziness that often leads to discouragement. It's a bit like switching channels from a boring show to something that truly captivates you. And yes, we know it's sometimes easier to stay stuck in the negativity rut, as if you're trapped in a routine of couch and popcorn, but do you really want to live that way? So how can you apply this in your daily life? It doesn't mean you need a fancy leather-bound journal for it to be effective. It can be as simple as setting aside a small mental space. Think about those moments that light up your day. Did a meme in your WhatsApp group make you laugh? Did someone help you carry grocery bags? These little sparks of light matter, and by noting them, you'll realize your life is full of moments worth remembering. This isn't just about keeping a diary. You can also consciously practice gratitude. Ask yourself, what do I truly appreciate in my life? Sometimes the answer is closer than you think, even if it's as simple as a walk in the park. Focusing on these things doesn't just improve your emotional well-being. It also strengthens your relationships. Those who value the good tend to be more empathetic and generous, almost like they attract positive vibes. Life isn't a straight, easy path. It's full of twists and turns that sometimes leave us feeling lost. But by centering on the good things, you can navigate storms more effectively. Practicing three good things isn't just a mental exercise, but a genuine act of self-love. The next time you feel overwhelmed, remember that there's always a ray of sunshine hiding behind the clouds. You just need to learn to see it. In life, no matter how many storms you face, what truly counts is how you choose to navigate through them. 13. Avoid holding grudges. Have you ever felt like a volcano on the verge of erupting? That feeling of anger, the bitterness that settles in your stomach, lingering like a bad friend who won't leave. Life is complicated enough without carrying the weight of resentment, and Stoic philosophy gives us some clues about how to free ourselves from these chains. So, let's talk about forgiveness, a concept that's easier to say than to practice, but that, surprise, could be the map to a happier life. Imagine that you're in a boat in the middle of a storm. You have two options. Keep struggling against the waves, or let the sea carry you to a calmer place. Anger and resentment are like those waves, constantly pushing you into a dark place. Why? Because not forgiving doesn't just affect the person who wronged you. It drags you down too. Practicing forgiveness can lead to physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. It's not about ignoring the hurt or putting on a fake smile. It's about denying power to that emotional burden weighing on your life. Now you might think, sure, it sounds easy, but where do I start? The answer isn't in a magic mantra, but in a simple shift in perspective. First, acknowledge how you feel. Allow yourself to feel that anger, that sadness, but don't stay there. Think of it like a chess game. Sometimes losing a piece doesn't mean you've lost the game. Forgiving doesn't mean the other person was right. It means you decide not to let their actions control you. Recent research has confirmed what the Stoics already knew. Forgiveness isn't just an act of generosity toward others, but a personal survival strategy. A study showed that those who practice forgiveness experience lower stress levels and improved mental health. This isn't just an interesting fact. It's a reminder that, at the end of the day, taking care of your mental health should be a priority. Furthermore, forgiving yourself and others can act as a protective shield against severe stress, even helping to prevent more serious mental health issues. It's like forgiveness is an emotional vitamin that, when taken, strengthens your immune system against stress. So why not start practicing it? If you think about it, you're doing yourself a favor. There will be tough days, those moments when anger resurfaces like a mischievous cat trying to sneak back into the house. On those days, remember you're not alone. Most of us struggle with forgiveness, but it's a process. Sometimes forgiving can be as simple as letting go of a long-held complaint. It's like tidying up a messy closet. Once you do it, the space feels lighter. Forgiveness isn't a scale where one wins and the other loses. It's a gift you give yourself, a tool to keep your boat afloat in the middle of life's storms. So the next time you feel resentment trying to ruin your day, remember that happiness is a choice. Are you going to let others take that chance away from you? Remember this well, my friend. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting. It means freeing yourself from the weight that doesn't belong to you. If you've made it this far, write in the comments, "Happiness is within me." We'd love to hear about your experiences. Subscribe, turn on notifications, and leave a comment to let platforms know that this content is valuable for people like you. That keeps us motivated to continue creating similar content. Check out the last two episodes we recommend. Thank you sincerely for your time and support. See you in our next adventure.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.